Here in a small warehouse just off Logan's Main Street, a group of volunteers is transporting crates of food. It's cold, and they struggle with gloved hands to hold on to frosty packages of preserved fruits and boxes of noodles.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
11, 12. So we just need four more. Yes, we're getting
we got
the...
it.
These are donated items stored in cardboard produce bins. They're divvied up and divided among different volunteers who then take the stockpile of food staples back to area elementary schools, where once again they'll be counted, distributed, and then placed in backpacks, just as they were last Friday and the Friday before that, to be given to children who would otherwise be without the food they need over the weekend before returning to school on Monday for a guaranteed meal.
You know, next week, we won't come for Christmas, so next week is our last week.
Right.
Yes. Till after the first.
So we need
so
to kind of...
I did it on my own for quite a while with just my family and my neighbors donating the food.
Peggy Reese and her daughter began the Still Cool After School Supplemental Food Program 5 years ago. She worked at a local elementary school and realized if children who qualified for free school breakfast and lunch were limited to getting their nutrition on the weekdays, then why not provide some of those students with food to get them through the weekend?
We try to give them something solid like a chili or ravioli or something like that that's a little bit hearty, and then some kind of a cereal. So we've got a lot of oatmeal packs over here. But right now, Logan is the needy situation. We have three schools that are 80% poverty, and the others are about 60. So we do the Logan Elementary Schools. It's heartbreaking, really, to see the kids and see their need, you know, and people aren't aware of that. They've told us, the principals have told us that they've noticed when these kids come back after Christmas break, they've lost weight. They just don't have food at home.
It's a huge concern. We have the same concern, you know, when there's a snow day and all of a sudden school's canceled. And so how many kids aren't eating today?
Marty Wolford is a child nutrition advocate with Utahns Against Hunger. She says one in every five children here is unsure of where their next meal is coming from, and that 34% of children in Utah get most of their nutrients by eating free or reduced price school lunch and breakfast. A year ago, Utahns Against Hunger released a survey of Utah teachers. Nearly half of the state's teachers who participated say hunger is a serious problem in their schools. Even more, 9 out of 10 said having well-fed students improves school performance. This, according to Wolford, is an important factor in helping children overcome overall issues of poverty.
Attendance rates increase, their test scores increase, their visits to the school nurse decrease, their tardies decrease.
And she says using a backpack to help those students transport peanut butter, cereal, and soups is one way to make sure the youth don't have to deal with the stigma of needing help.
We don't want the kids to be made fun of in any way, and that's why we put it in a backpack so that they just look like they're going home with their normal backpack. We don't want them to really see us either, so the school does most of it.
Friday will be the last time before schools open again after the winter break in January that students served by the Still Cool After School Backpack Weekend Meal Program will be guaranteed access to low sugar, high protein, fiber, and fresh foods. But, says Reese, come the first Friday in January, she will be on hand with clipboard in hand, making sure her program is providing food when they can. If you would like to learn more about the Backpack Meal Program and ways you can help, go to our website at upr.org, or you can drop off items at the Logan Food Bank in packages marked Backpack. Reporting from Logan, I'm Carrie Bringhurst for Utah Public Radio.